thank you. Thank you very much. Our next piece is a number I like to call Ebert Dovolini Piper.
In a galaxy whirling madly out of control, where the war erupted in another system every day, and whole cities could be blasted away by simple fiat of the GA chief of state, nobody much cared when a young human walked into the seedy cantina of the Nova Station refueling depot and took a seat at the bar. The other patrons, a motley assortment of humans and non-humans, simply looked over long enough to see that he appeared harmless. The red-skinned Twi'lek bartender paid him even less attention. So Ben did not understand why he had that prickly feeling all over, the feeling that almost always meant he was being watched. Before beginning his journey back to the secret Jedi base on Shidu Mod, he had taken all the proper precautions to ensure that he wasn't being followed. He had force-zapped the locator chip under his shoulder blade even before leaving the GAG prison, then traveled around Coruscant changing transportation at random and altering his appearance multiple times. He had even taken Tahiri's lightsaber apart and inspected it for tracking devices, then slipped into a hospital and used the Force to convince a friendly technician to run him through an electromagnetic pulsar to disable any bugs he hadn't found. And still, he kept having these prickly feelings. When Ben did not take the hint and leave, the bartender reluctantly tore himself away from the news flimsy and came over.
What will it be, my friend?
A sapphire fog blaster. Spun, not mixed, Ben said.
You have the credits for the fog blaster?
Ben pulled a 20 credit chit out of his pocket. The Twi'lek snatched the chit from Ben's hand and went to make the fog blaster. Ben had never had a fog blaster or any other recreational intoxicant, and he wouldn't have known the difference between one that had been spun and one that had been mixed if his life depended on it. The bartender returned, carrying an icy, long-stemmed glass the size of a soup bowl. He placed it on the bar with both hands, as though he was afraid to spill, then stepped back and waited. When Ben did not immediately reach for the drink, he asked,
"Something wrong?"
Ben studied the drink warily.
"No, it looks fine, I guess. Maybe I better have a glass of water, too."
The Twi'lek's headtail shivered.
"Water costs extra."
"Fine, take it out of the chit I gave you. Could you make the water a large?"
The Twi'lek rolled his eyes and went to retrieve another glass. Ben took a straw from a holder on the counter and stuck it into the drink, then pretended to sip. His rescue instructions, relayed over a borrowed comlink by an anonymous Hapa intelligence operative on Coruscant, had been to proceed to the Big Boom Cantina in Nova Station, located in the Carita system. There, he was to order a sapphire fog blaster, spun, not mixed, and wait for someone he recognized to approach him. As he waited, Ben swiveled around to watch the all-Bith band on the stage. Ben was still looking when the bartender returned.
"Here is your water," he said, clunking the glass down. "Don't get any in the fog blaster. It'll explode."
"Thanks."
Ben turned to find a glass about a third the size of the fog blaster sitting on the bar in front of him, along with 4 credits, his change from the 20 he assumed.
"How much was that water?"
"It's good water,"
the Twi'lek replied, turning away without really answering the question.
"Let me know if you want a refill."
Thank you. Me and the boys will be back after the break."
Ben scowled and was considering dumping it into the fog blaster when he sensed 2 beings approaching from behind. He turned on his stool and saw a pair of red-haired women whom he sort of recognized. They were obviously Hapen. He could tell that much by their striking beauty and the stylish Synthetex flight suits, 1 gold, 1 maroon, that they wore. The pair were obviously twins, with broad, full-lipped grins and high, sharp cheekbones. What made Ben's jaw drop, though, what made him stare, were their long, straight noses and thin, arcing eyebrows. Those he recognized perfectly, because they could have been on Tenel Ka's face. The first woman, gold suit, noticed him staring and smiled. The second, maroon suit, simply rolled her eyes, then took the stool next to Ben's and reached for the fog blaster.